We are in high election season here, but it's been a decade since Palestinians went to the polls. The last time, voters brought the militant Islamist group Hamas to power in Gaza. Since then, Gazans have lived through three wars with Israel, and while Gazans hold Israel responsible for most of their woes, there's also growing discontent with Hamas. NPR's Emily Harris has the stories of two Gaza activists who spoke out against Hamas and paid a steep price.
5 20-somethings pile out of a car in a particularly poor and crowded Gaza neighborhood. One picks up a battery. Another grabs some LED lights and some wire. They're all wearing vests with paper logos taped on that say in Arabic, "We are here to make you happy." They enter a small, dark home, 3 rooms for 6 people. 2 happy team members peel off old wires taped to the walls. They're installing a system to light this house during the daily power outages. Test, click, click. It works. Group leader Ramzi Herzala says the Make You Happy team is doing something Gaza's government should be.
This is a message to the government that it is supposed to be helping the people this way. But they're not. So we are.
Herzala is 27 years old. He has 4 kids. He's lucky to have a job. He works in a currency exchange office. But his real passion is politics. He started making satirical videos several years ago. Next came critical commentary on Facebook. And as he became better known, he began to take on small charitable causes, like installing battery-operated lights. But Herzala's real goal is local regime change.
To change the government, to have more young people involved in elections. Actually, just having elections is our goal.
There are no elections on the horizon. So Herzala uses social media campaigns to at least let Hamas know that some Gazans are not satisfied with their leadership. One recent social media campaign rallied against a Hamas plan to charge a fee to use a public park. Another, a really popular one, demanded Hamas allow security forces from its rival Palestinian party, Fatah, to staff the border crossing with Egypt. The idea was the Fatah guards would be more acceptable to Egypt, and the Egyptians would then open up the now mostly closed border, the only way out for many Gazans. Ramzi Herzala said activists had a plan to steadily pressure Hamas.
We start on Facebook. We get a big number of people seeing and following us. Then the next move was supposed to be street demonstrations, but they arrested us right before the street part.
He spent 8 days in prison, blinded by a black hood much of the time, made to sit still in painful positions, interrogated, and slapped around. Another activist in the campaign, a journalist named Ayman al-Alul, was also arrested at the same time.
They took me to the military interrogator. It was always the same question. Who is paying you to do this? I finally figured out my interrogator didn't know what a hashtag was, because he asked as if it was something you buy.
When Alul was released, he decided to stop posting about politics. He musters up his English to list subjects he will still comment on.
Football, songs, models, kitchen, like this.
Wow. So they did shut you up.
Oh.
Yes, they shut me up. A reporter asked me this on TV. I said, I'm not strong enough to face down Hamas.
Hamas has the most guns in Gaza. Until that changes, both activists say little will really change on the ground. Despite his abuse at the hands of Hamas, Alul doesn't want to get rid of the party right now, because he sees nothing better. He thinks the main alternative, Fatah, is corrupt, and he believes ISIS is waiting in the wings on the other side.
It's not about who governs, it's about how. I want a government that has the people's interest as priority.
Ayman al-Alul is not expecting that anytime soon. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.